This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all you do. Mike Adams is coming up with a bunch of big breaking news. But I want to get to some of Tucker Carlson last night. He just is a real treasure. And he cut right to the chase. He said, Elon Musk is putting it all on the line, going up against censorship and saying it's wrong. Can't have calls for violence. Don't want to push pornography on the general public without their consent. Don't want to run scams. That's the only things that should be banned, basically. Illegal stuff. Go back to way the law's written, Section 230. We've all got to get behind Elon Musk, whether he's good or bad or whatever he is. That shouldn't be a stumbling block for us to say we're supporting a free and open internet and a free and open debate. Here's Tucker Carlson last night.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Elon Musk became famous as a businessman. He makes electric cars and rockets and has become the single richest person on planet Earth by doing that. Elon Musk is not from the United States. He grew up in South Africa, and yet he has a keen and precise understanding of how our system was designed to work. As he put it on Twitter last month, quote, free speech is essential to a functioning democracy. And then Musk asked his 80 million followers on Twitter a very simple question, quote, do you believe Twitter rigorously adheres to that principle? And overwhelmingly, they answered, no, it doesn't. So Elon Musk understands something about Twitter that many people in our country don't understand, which is it is the single most important forum for speech possibly in the world. Not because it's the biggest, but because it's where elite opinion is incubated. And so free speech on Twitter matters. And last month, Elon Musk gave the impression that he planned to do something about it, that he planned to open up Twitter. He bought 10% of the company. Now, today, Musk has just put in an offer to buy 100% of Twitter at $54 a share and take the company private. Now, from a business perspective, this is a very tempting offer for the company. In fact, his offer represents a 54% premium over the company's share price the day before he began investing in it. He wrote a letter to Twitter's board last night. Quote, Twitter has extraordinary potential, he wrote. I will unlock it. So this is more than a business play. In fact, it's not an overstatement to say it could be the single most important development for free speech in the modern history of the United States. As Musk put it, Twitter's potential is to be, quote, the platform for free speech around the globe. Twitter will, quote, neither thrive nor serve the societal imperative in its current form. Twitter needs to be transformed as a private company. Musk then made it clear that he has no confidence whatsoever in the people who currently run Twitter, including its pro-censorship CEO. Quote, if this deal doesn't work, given that I have no confidence in management, nor do I believe I can drive the necessary change in the public market, I would need to reconsider my position as a shareholder. That means if Twitter's board rejects Elon Musk's offer, they will need to explain why, to their shareholders, they turned down a deal that would make the shareholders much richer. So by doing this, Elon Musk is putting everything on the line. He knows how important Twitter is to the people who run our system, who run the global system. For them, censorship and propaganda are not a feature of their rule. Their rule depends on censorship and propaganda. If you are offering policies that really benefit nobody but yourself, you have to lie about them and you must prevent anyone from complaining about it. So censorship and propaganda are at the very heart of neoliberalism. And Elon Musk is challenging all of that directly. He's the richest man in the world. He's not trying to make more money. He's not donating to a foreign charity or creating a tax shelter for himself, at least in this case. He's using his money to allow, at least potentially, Americans to speak freely. Is it distressing that our own democratic system isn't working, that you would need some rich guy to swoop in, deus ex machina, to save free speech in the United States? Of course it is. Is it sad that we're all desperate for Elon Musk to save us? Yes, it is. But who else is going to save us? Nobody at this point. So, of course, corporate media, which exists to stifle the views of individual Americans, hates the idea, and their first move is to mock it. Watch.
He says he wants to pay $54.20 a share to buy up the rest of Twitter that he doesn't have. Of course, 54.20, that's 420. That's a code for marijuana, which he very much enjoys.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to wait till the next segment to get into the big COVID-19 plans for future lockdowns, the collapse of the economy. We're already into it. How do we expose them? How do we take the pressure off? How do we stop the New World Order agenda? How do we stop the censorship? Well, we stand up and do what Elon Musk is doing. That's coming up next segment. Appeals court reinstates Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees and more. University host drag queen story hour for two-year-olds. It is all coming up. But I wanted to hit the Russia situation. I already alluded to some of this. So I'm going to recap for those that joined us and then cut right into the meat and potatoes on this. This is Reuters. Oil rises on news the EU may intensify its bans on Russian oil and other energy products. But you heard Biden. It's Russia's fault that they put these sanctions on or blocking the oil and gas. Kiev rocked by explosions as Russia steps up attacks. Russia said the vessel sank from damage. They also had their battleship get sunk. In response to acts of sabotage by Ukrainian forces on Russian territory, the number and scale of missile attacks on objects in Kiev will increase, ministry spokesman said. So, just like Hitler was not targeting British targets at the beginning of World War II, and the British, this has been declassified, said, let's bomb Berlin and civilian targets and piss Hitler off to divert his aircraft to bomb cities. That'll also get the Brits behind the war, and it worked like a charm, and the Russians are following in the same footsteps as Hitler. Ukraine hasn't commented on the allegations. Residents in the Russian city of Belgrade near the Ukrainian border reported twin explosions Friday. Video emerged of Russian air defenses hitting an object over the city where Russia, 2 weeks ago, accused Ukraine of striking an oil depot. 2 days ago, a key Belgrade railway bridge was destroyed. It goes on from there. This is a story out that's all over the news. New York Times has it. Others. CIA director airs concerns that Putin might turn to nuclear weapons. Does that mean the globalists may do a nuclear false flag? I wouldn't put anything past them, but the Russians could use nuclear weapons if they found a big enough military concentration to use a tactical nuke. The director of CIA, because it's in their policy, it's in their war doctrine to do that. It's in the U.S. doctrine to use nukes first as well. MAD has been basically thrown to the wayside for about 10 years. That's mutually assured destruction. There is footage of the battleship, the Moscow, reportedly carrying nuclear weapons, on fire yesterday. The ship sunk, reportedly hit by Russian anti-ship missiles still in the hands of the Ukrainians. Remember, Ukraine used to be part of Russia. The director of the CIA said yesterday that potential desperation, close quote, to extract the semblance of victory in Ukraine could tempt Vladimir Putin of Russia to order the use of tactical or low-yield nuclear weapon, publicly discussing for the first time a concern that has coursed through the White House during the last 7 weeks of the war. The director, William J. Burns, formerly the head of the Carnegie Endowment, who actually runs everything, who served as the American ambassador to Russia and a member of the administration who's dealt most often with Putin, said the potential detonations of such weapons, even as a warning shot, was a possibility the United States remained very concerned about, but he quickly cautioned that so far, despite Mr. Putin's frequent invocation of nuclear threats, he had seen no practical evidence of the kinds of military deployments or movement of weapons that would suggest such a move was imminent. He also said, the CIA director also said, that they believe and knew that Putin was going to invade in the fall. Well, that was the email I had, as you know. There's another headline. The West needs World War III. Martin Armstrong warns there's no return to normal. USA Watchdog, very important article explaining why the globalists are cornered and need this war and push policies they knew would push Moscow into war. Chinese forces exercise their Taiwan in response to U.S. visit, threatening to invade if the visit continues. China holds drills around Taiwan as U.S. lawmakers visit. And it goes on from there. Janet Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve, private Federal Reserve, slams China's position on the Russia-Ukraine situation. And here's what I mentioned earlier. I want to show you this important article. Ukraine war fears that the Moscow warships, named Moscow, Moskva, was carrying nuclear weapons when it sank. Yeah, that's where you'd store them. The Moscow Soviet-era guided missile cruiser sank near the port on Thursday after Ukraine said it hit the ship with two cruise missiles. The director of the Lviv-based military think tank, editor of Black Sea News, said Ukrainian newspaper defense experts all warn that the Moscow could have been carrying two nuclear warheads designed to be fitted to its P-1000 carrier-killer missiles. And it goes on from there. So things are escalating very, very quickly in this inner Slavic civil war that we should have no part of. And it's not defending Putin to tell the truth and say the West went in there and overthrew an elected government 6 years ago, 8 years ago, 2014, and has been starting this whole thing. And then what did Putin do walking in to a CIA Pentagon trap? I mean, there's been a major operation for a decade training stay-behind networks and resistance movements with high-tech weapons, A-class weapons. I mean, what did the Russians think was going to go in there? I mean, did they think Afghanistan was bad? Now you've got, remember the Russians fought Hitler pretty good. Well, the Ukrainians are basically Russians. Most of them are. I mean, it's Russians killing Russians. It's not going to go well. And, of course, Zelensky's horrible, and the whole thing's terrible, but the Ukrainians and the Russians are now like two pit bulls killing each other, and it's just disgusting. The people that put them in the ring together are the bad ones. Well, who set the dogfight? Who did it? George Soros? The globalists? They're the ones. And they're the same ones trying to cause a race war in this country. So there's a race war and white people and black people are running around killing each other. Those doing it are bad. But who's really bad? The corporate media and the establishment and those that set the table, those that prepared this, those that did this, and those that brag they did this. Absolutely insane. That's why there's all the clips of me making the rounds all over the place, you know, saying 6, 8 years ago, we're going to start a proxy war. The Russians are going to be lured in. It's going to go for years. It's going to cause energy prices to explode. Because that's all a no-brainer when you've got all the pieces of the puzzle together. And remember, Biden said earlier today and yesterday that all the inflation, it's all Putin's fault, and that the climate change cut down all the trees. It doesn't even make any sense. It's all lies. And now they're blaming increased allergies and pollen on the fact there are more trees because of global warming, which it's not global warming. It's increased CO2 a little bit, and trees do grow a lot better with more CO2 and produce more oxygen, which, again, is a good thing, part of life on this planet. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back. Just want to remind listeners that one of our best-selling products, Brain Force Ultra, last few runs sold out very, very quickly. We got a limited run in it. It's a very designer natural with some other key compounds that are really good for your brain system that gives you just intense clarity and focus. It hits in like 15 to 20 minutes, goes away in 2 to 3 to 4 hours. That's what I like. I can take it at night and still go to sleep. Later, it is back in stock. I hope you get your BrainForce Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. We are very, very proud of BrainForce Ultra, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Also, we extended the big sale through Sunday. People asked us to, up to 75% off store-wide. So it's 25 bare minimum, up to 75% off. Pollen Block, InfoWars Life Immune Support, Fizzy Magnesium, Vitamin D3 Gummies, VasoBeats, Biotrue Selenium, all T-shirts at cost, DVDs, books, films, it's 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com, and that funds our operation and makes everything we do here possible. Without you, we would not be on air. And without you continuing every day to share the articles and the videos and the live links, the censors will win. But if you spread the word, we will override the censors and we will win. God bless you. We'll be right back.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Scientist and researcher from naturalnews.com joins us here on the Alex Jones Show a little bit in the next hour. Then, fresh back from Ukraine, former Army veteran and humanitarian aid worker, Jason Jones will be in studio with us here today ahead of Jay Dyer and Owen Schroyer and others coming up here on the InfoWars Network. Let me hit a few of these headlines and go to Mike because I want to get into the economy. The worldwide lockdowns are trying to push again and more. And the latest on the COVID poison, here's some of the headlines. Axios: appeals court reinstates Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. See, they're coming back. Here's MarketWatch: appeals court reinstates Biden's federal employee vaccine mandate. Incredible. Pfizer and BioNTech target healthy kids as young as five for COVID booster shot. Pfizer races to sneak approval. Update, big report on InfoWars.com. A jaw-dropping 769 athletes, OEMs confirmed, have collapsed while competing over the past year. Average age of players suffering cardiac arrest, 23. Unprecedented. Used to 100 attack a year would be incredible. It's been over 700. Defiance of COVID lockdowns growing in China. That's just some of the news here. The Health Ranger, Mike Adams, joins us. Mike, great to have you with us. So much to cover. You'll also, later in the hour, get into some big developments on the whole Venom story. Is it accurate? Is it partly accurate? Is it wrong? You've got some really conclusive stuff that's coming up. Last segment of this hour, end of the next hour. Mike Adams, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's always great to join you. And, yeah, I mean, we can start out with food inflation. The FAO saying it's over 12% month over month. And if people are familiar with the rule of 72, it means that in 6 months, food prices will double in the United States if those numbers hold, which means in 12 months, they will quadruple from where they are today. I mean, think about that, Alex, what that's going to do in terms of food riots and uprisings in the U.S. and all around the world if they don't bring inflation down.
And let's be clear, it's an absolute known fact that when over 50% of your paycheck is spent on food, you get societal collapse and war. And it's already starting around the planet where that's happening, and we're on line to do that. You can see why Klaus Schwab says an angrier world will bring in the Great Reset, which means the collapse of society and their Build Back Better program.
Well, and remember that a lot of this was set off by the wartime economic sanctions against Russia, which halted, you know, the delivery of some natural gas, which is necessary for fertilizer production. I know you've covered that extensively. And then without the fertilizer, you have, scarcity and then rising cost to fertilize crops all over the world. And then you have more scarcity of crops because a lot of farmers choose to not plant crops. And then the crops they do plant can go up in price significantly, which is exactly what we're seeing. So it's important for people to understand that what has already been set into motion, including the economic sanctions against Russia by Western nations, this will spell really inflation doom for the next 1 to 2 years, affecting the food supply, energy supply, and, of course, many other things. And then, I know you want to bring this in, but the Shanghai lockdowns in China, which I believe are contrived in order to punish the West, that's also going to worsen the supply chain disruptions and make it almost impossible for American companies to get supplies or to even build homes, to acquire resins or electronic parts. I mean, Taiwan companies that operate in China have had to shut down their factories. So they can't even ship out of Taiwan now because they can't get their stuff out of China because of the lockdown.
And let's spend some time on that because I know your wife is Taiwanese. You speak Chinese. You publish books in China. You've got a lot of employees over there. Big picture, what is Xi Jinping doing? They're threatening to invade Taiwan right now. Obviously, this is all contrived for over a few thousand asymptomatic cases, total lockdowns. It's obviously a domestic martial law drill, but what's the geopolitical reason?
Well, in my view, Alex, China is trying to punish the West. They're trying to break the economies of the United States and Western Europe, and they're willing to lock down and really murder their own people in order to achieve that. Remember that the Shanghai lockdowns are not only affecting the port operations there, they're affecting domestic trucking, which means that the supply chain to the factories in Shanghai is also now completely broken. You can't even get a supply truck from somewhere else in China to come into Shanghai to supply a factory there. So this also means that you can't get containers for international shipping, even in other countries such as Taiwan and Japan and South Korea, which have their own exports, but they're having a very difficult time getting containers because they're all log jammed in Shanghai. So this is a really dangerous supply chain shutdown. And I think, Alex, I think that China is trying to collapse the dollar and then to have the gold-backed yuan or digital currency or some maybe a digital renminbi backed by gold to dominate the world. And they are reestablishing trade with Russia, with Turkey, with India, and even with Saudi Arabia. So
I totally agree. For TV viewers and radio listeners, this is giant tower blocks, people howling and screaming, wanting out. We thought this was fake 2 years ago, but now it's confirmed they're doing it again, that these are giant cities, lockdown, wailing, begging to be let out, a giant exercise of pure evil, videos of thousands of cats and dogs, reportedly millions being killed, of thousands being rounded up and their brains beaten out. This is authoritarianism.
It is absolute tyranny. It's the template for what they're going to try to do in America later this year, I believe, because remember, with the food inflation, you're going to have food riots, and they're going to have to bring in price controls and food rationing. And at some point, the riots are going to get out of control. Certain cities, not everywhere, but in certain cities where they've defunded police and they have advocated an atmosphere of lawlessness, you're not going to be able to run a grocery store. So the grocery stores will shut down, convenience stores will shut down, they will just leave, and then you're going to have populations trapped in U.S. cities with no food supply. That's coming for America later this year.
That's right. They know the economic collapse is coming. These major power bases are vying for who will get the new world currency, who will have the new vaccine passport, carbon tax, multi-pass system. And so China is drilling for the collapse they know is already coming and doing it early to make sure we collapse as well. It's very simple.
Well, right, and recognize, I know you showed the video of the little creepy robot dog in Shanghai speaking commands to people, like, let go of your dreams of freedom and things like that. And, you know, there are robots enforcing masks at airports in the United States now.
We got that report coming out today. We just went up to Love Field. 7-foot Sentinel robots screaming at people to keep their mask on. They know if you lower the mask under your nose, and public schools now put the same robots in.
Well, exactly. So we're looking at the first stages of the robot takeover of society and the shutdown of humanity. What China has decided is they don't really need the 25-plus million people in Shanghai in order to maintain control as the Communist Party. In fact, it is in their interest to have millions of people die.
Well, that's right. It was what three leaders back, the one after Mao, said, we would benefit from a nuclear war with America. They actually want to get rid of their people.
Well, right, and think about how quickly America will fall if we don't change course here, because the United States does not even, I mean, let me put it this way. When the West put economic sanctions on Russia, the Russian people have for decades lived under some form of sanctions. They've learned how to adapt. They've learned how to trade. They've learned how to be more self-reliant and to get by with less stuff. The American culture is exactly the opposite. The American culture is psychically fragile. We've been getting by on materialistic abundance because of the petrodollar status. And when that materialism vanishes, which is in the process of happening, most Americans are going to panic about having to survive without an instant, you know, Amazon Prime.
I agree. Stay there. It's not if, it's when. How do we survive and stay with it?
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's the it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So, if we go back 2 years ago, Mike Adams and I were on air saying if they have these lockdowns for more than just a few months and around the world, it's still ongoing in some areas, because the IMF and World Bank controls these third world countries in Asia, Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa. And they say, if you want the money, you've got to lock people down and say they're non-essential. So it's a short-term thing that these leaders get to enslave their own people, and it puts the UN in charge and in control. Now the UN is trying to get a treaty passed where they have control of all pandemic responses now. So we're going into world government. We're going into the New World Order right now. And so this is just mathematics. If you cut off the fertilizer, if you cut off the oil and the natural gas, if you lock people down around the world, it's going to cause a collapse. And so there's no doubt we're in a collapse. There's no doubt we're in inflation and hyperinflation. The question is, how bad will it get?
in different sectors of the world and what's coming here and how do we get ready. So we're not here scaring people, as Mike was saying. We're here warning you about the facts. Like, hey, the next gas station's 50 miles away. You got 20 miles of gas. You're going to run out of gas. So the question is, what are you going to do? Mike, we have lived under freedom so long. As you said, a lot of Europeans, a lot of Russians, people in Africa, Latin America, they're used to having to figure out how to survive. As you said earlier, what happens when the average spoiled rotten American wakes up nightmare they're in? I think they're already waking up, and you've got Biden with 20-something approval ratings. 94% of folks blame him for inflation. So it looks like the libtards are finally starting to get it, but is it too little too late?
Well, I think it is, because the other thing that's going to be set off by this is a massive wave of starving migrants from South America, from South America, and they're going to be coming across the border because of what Biden is doing to open up the border. And as the food inflation and fuel inflation worsens, these people are going to suffer collapse in their own nations in Central and South America, and they're going to be streaming into North America. So if people thought the situation was bad right now in terms of illegal immigration and a migrant invasion, it's going to get far, far worse. And even leftists who, you know, maybe were in favor of having a lot of migrants to come in because they tend to vote Democrat, they're going to lose their minds as these migrants start taking over their cities and towns, you know, farther and farther north. So we're really looking at a global collapse of the ability of people to buy food and fuel. And if you look at the implications of that, it's going to be riots and chaos. I mean, Sri Lanka is already in riots, and they've already defaulted on their dollar bond debt payments. And that's going to spread all around the world, Alex. And also, Europe's going to be hit very heavily with a massive wave of starving migrants from the Middle East and also from Africa.
And the UN admits that they ran the policy with the lockdowns to do it. Now they pose as a savior. And for people that don't know, here's the bottom line. The globalists know we have just-on-time delivery, a very complex economy. And as long as you leave it alone, it does great. But you artificially break it up, you block it, it's going to then cause chain reactions that are almost irreversible. And so this is already a done deal. The only question is, how bad will it be? And welcome to the technocracy. Welcome to the post-industrial world, where the corporations themselves are using their control of the supply chain to annihilate society while they double and triple their wealth. Because that's the key. All these top billionaires massively increased their wealth during this operation they just ran on us. Now, if the public isn't smart enough to get that, they better wake up fast or they're dead.
You're exactly right, and these supply chain breakdowns are also going to permanently destroy literally hundreds of thousands of small businesses across America. I interviewed a business owner just the other day asking about these questions. He is able to adapt and barely able to get supplies and keep his business operating, but a lot of businesses, once they hit 1 month where they can't get supplies, just 1 month, and you know, as a business owner, you know how cash flow is so critical. Many of these businesses will have to liquidate. So they will sell off the equipment, they will lose the employees, and they lose the knowledge base of how to make things or how to
And that's
services.
A post-industrial world. And let me explain that. I know you sell a lot of great supplements, raw goods, and products like we do. We buy from some of the same people because you sell quality as well. We used to get stuff in 4 weeks, then 6 weeks, then 10 weeks, now 20 weeks out. And now it's even further out. And how do we take money and put it out that far? I'm having discussions now about just selling out what we've got, because then we could operate 6 to 8 months a year and saying, okay, this is how long we can operate, instead of putting money forward and starting to collapse slowly. And I'm literally looking at the decision right now, and it's not just us. It's every business person that isn't Walmart, isn't Target, isn't Amazon. They're positioned to continue on, but everybody else is going to be out of business.
Well, you're exactly right, and I know that your company used to be able to get terms. I know that because the same is true with me. You used to be able to get, 30-day terms on receiving supplements or raw materials.
No, they want it up
front.
And
now they want it up front, and they can't even give you what you're asking for, right? You're seeing that all the time, I would imagine.
Yep.
So,
it's killing us.
You want to order 50,000 bottles, and they say, well, we have enough materials for 5,000. Or you have a multi-ingredient formula that may have 7 or 8 ingredients in it, and there's one that's missing. So you can't run the formula, or you have to reformulate, which means you have to relabel. But then guess what? There's a shortage on the bottles and a shortage on the lids. I mean, we had to repackage a bunch of things. We couldn't get squeeze lids or spray tops.
Oh, that's why a lot of our black bottles have white lids. Just can't get black lids.
Exactly. Right. So this is what China is making worse. I mean, if you think about it, China's Shanghai lockdown is actually hurting InfoWars supplement business. And I'm not saying that's China's main goal, obviously. They're trying to hurt everybody. But you're hurt. I'm hurt. We're all hurt because of this, because, you know, all of these plastics and the resins to make plastics, they come out of China. But there's the mistake. You know, going back to Richard Nixon recognizing China and dropping the recognition for Taiwan. Taiwan is like the Texas of Asia. Taiwan is the free China. But Nixon switched to China, and then he took us off the gold standard. And it, from that point forward, the United States was headed for collapse because we lost the manufacturing base, and then we're losing
our currency. Absolutely. So now we're not talking about it. Inflation's here. Food shortages is here. It's going to get a lot worse. What's your timetable? How bad is it going to get, Mike?
Well, the food scarcity is going to really appear in the second half of this year in the United States. The inflation is already going to be very, very bad. We will see food riots this year, and I'm predicting food rationing passports next year in the United States with price controls on certain items. So that's going to get, you know, Venezuela style in the United States. However, some of the worst damage could be reversed if we change course very quickly. So if, for in whatever way, if Biden were removed and somebody who knew what they were doing, you know, a business person, somebody who had experience in business, oh, Trump, perhaps, or someone like that, could come in and just start being rational, we could avert the worst-case scenario. But time is running out.
And again, folks, Mike Adams and I don't like to get up here and tell you this. Just it's fun to tell you scary stuff. We've been proven right. And you've told us the scenario you see happening. I concur. You told us a better scenario to wake up and say no. What's the worst-case scenario, though?
Well, the worst-case scenario, Alex, and I almost regret that you're asking me that, because it's this may not be the most likely outcome, but the worst-case scenario is the total collapse of human civilization. I hate to tell you, I've even, you know, been trying to prepare people for how to live without technology at all. Now, remember that if we lose the natural gas-created fertilizers, we lose 4 billion people just in terms of who we can no longer feed, right?
And that's not debated. And you're right. That's not debated.
That's not debated, right. And Michael Snyder did a great piece the other day. He said, we only have a 90-day supply of food on planet Earth at any given time. It's a rolling 90-day supply. So if you lose fertilizer, and then 90 days later, basically 4 billion people, well, I should say 90 days after the harvest, 4 billion people will no longer be able to feed themselves. If you lose, combustion engines and diesel fuel to drive tractors, then you lose about another 2 billion people.
And let's remember, while they're dying, a large percentage of them become homicidal cannibals in all the studies.
That's where society breaks down. That's where you lose the complex structure of modern civilization. They could bring down all of society, all of civilization, in a worst-case scenario. Let's hope it doesn't go there.
Which is what these environmental post-humanist terrorists have set up Klaus Schwab. This is Extinction Rebellion. From the top, you are witnessing the shutdown of civilization. We're desperately trying to stop it, folks. There isn't a more important broadcast out there than what we're doing with Mike Adams right now, naturalnews.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Please take this live interview and share the link. And once it's archived at man.video, share the link like your life depends on it, because it does. We've got to warn people.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Mike Adams riding 15 minutes into the next hour with a shotgun. He's going to Elon Musk and his big fight against the censors. But right now I want to get into the snake venom story that's been so viral, and Mike Adams researching it and seeing what's actually true. We're going to cover that now. But separately, we have over 100 designs of T-shirts, a lot of which I never promoted or even pushed, that never even been seen, that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited edition. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. For all these hundreds of designs forever, we'll have limited editions, one at a time in the future, and when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. All the other shirts are at cost to clear inventory. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering, you talk about spreading the word, you talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt, we need the funds to operate. This is a limited edition shirt. We are going to sell a limited number of these, and then they are gone forever. Show them the back. The back's really cool. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's $24.95, so we make, you know, like $19 or whatever to fund our operation on it. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. It's limited edition. Fund the info, the InfoWar. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones Was Right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, going back to Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com. Mike, Monday my phone started blowing up with this whole snake venom thing. And I like Dr. Artis and I like Stu Peters. And I looked at it and I'm trying to figure it out. And then I had Dr. Fleming on yesterday about it. From your research, I know you're a scientist, I really respect you and you're a trailblazer, what's really going on? Is this a red herring or is it part true or all true? What's happening?
Well, I think the great service that Dr. Brian Artis did and Stu Peters did for the world was to bring to our consciousness the concept that venom is used in drug development. And so I've actually taken that and gone off in that direction of really, really researching how many pharmaceuticals are based on venom? And I sent a table to your producers. They can probably show it as we're talking, but it shows that there are venoms from rattlesnakes and pit vipers that are used in pharmaceuticals, that millions of people every day are swallowing reptile venom as a medication. Some of the venoms come from magical cone snails. I'll talk about that in a second, as well as scorpions. There were drugs being researched using vampire bat venom. And let's see, also the Gila monster venom, which comes from their drool. So there are diabetes drugs right now made from Gila monster lizard drool. And, it sounds outlandish to people, but that's just because they don't know the state of the art.
Well, it's like saying they got animal-human hybrids, but it's on MIT's own website. They just don't show them to us. Exactly. So there's a huge industry in the venoms of reptiles and snails.
Well, exactly. Now, where this gets even more interesting and kind of feeds back into some of the things that Dr. Artis was alleging, and I understand his views are controversial on that, but let me just add this. There are two companies, and I'm not assigning any nefarious intent to these companies. They're just part of the industry. They're called Venom Tech and Toxin Tech. Venom Tech is located in the UK. Toxin Tech is in the United States. And these companies specialize in cataloging venoms, toxins, and poisons from over 150,000 animal species around the world that are known to be venomous. And they make these peptide libraries available for drug discovery in pharmaceutical companies. They also license their libraries to cosmetic companies as well as agricultural companies to research for use in pesticides. But here's the thing, Alex. These peptides, which are, again, derived from animal venom, these peptides, when someone licenses that library, they get the protein sequence of the venom peptides. And if someone with ill intent were to license that library and then, let's say, get involved in gain-of-function research, they could engineer a snake venom peptide into the payload of a virus.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes, or they could put it into the instructions of an mRNA therapeutic injection. And this is what Dr. Artis is alleging that he believes has happened. And what's fascinating is that even Scientific American appears to confirm that there is a very strong similarity in the protein sequences, the codons in SARS-CoV-2 versus snakes. In fact, snakes were the best match. And so the question and the theory that's circulating right now is, were animal venom peptides combined with other elements in order to create a weaponized payload as part of the SARS-CoV-2 research or, engineering program to build a bioweapon? And then secondly, has it been engineered into so-called vaccines, which are actually mRNA injections? And then finally, Alex, thank you for letting me speak on this. But finally, if this is true, and you've covered this, that there is transfection, which means there's alteration of your DNA by the code that's in the mRNA encapsulated instructions, this could mean that human beings, at least some of their cells, are being turned into reptilian hybrid cells that are producing reptile venom inside your own body. So there's your human reptile transhumanism theory laid out.
Fascinating. Just in general, COVID overall, they want to bring back the lockdowns. They want to inject children. The numbers coming out. They hope we just forget about COVID so they can bring it back later. Just overall, what are the other big COVID stories you're looking at, Mike?
Well, of course, there's the return of COVID and of masking, and the lockdowns. And just as you had predicted many months ago, they're going to bring back something even more aggressive. There's no question about it. Probably before the midterms is what it looks like now, because they want to push more mail-in ballots. So I think we should hunker down and be ready for something far more aggressive. You know, Dr. Yen Li Meng from Hong Kong, she's spoken about this with her China intel sources as well. So we need to be ready for something more aggressive, perhaps a hemorrhagic fever type of virus.
Well, remember, she predicted that, and then all of a sudden they started fear-mongering about it in the news.
But I think her intel sources are legitimate, and I think they're just waiting for the opportune time. And they could combine that with, food riots or some other form of instability that breaks out spontaneously in the United States because of what we discussed in the last few segments.
Well, here's the $60 trillion question, Mike. If we expose this to Davos Group and Schwab and Gates and Daszak and the New World Order, then they can't carry it out. I mean, isn't it life and death to expose they're the ones doing this? Because, I mean, it's such an arrogant, crazy thing for them to try to collapse society and admit they're doing it, and as if we're all just going to sit here and let them carry it out. Isn't exposing the fact that it is a conspiracy critical to stopping it?
Well, absolutely. Exposing it is key, but
I know I'm stating the obvious. I'm just saying everybody needs to understand that these people did this on purpose. They released it. Now they're getting ready for more stuff. They're not going to stop. It shows how crazy they are.
Yeah, and I think they're going to attack us in multiple vectors. And by the way, on the Venom Peptide story, those companies that I mentioned, they brag about how all the Venom Peptides are easily stabilized. So they can be stabilized for delivery in multiple vectors or other upcoming attacks, perhaps, such as contact surfaces in the food, yes, even in the water, but in the air, aerosolized release. We're talking about venomous peptides and also poisons, some poisons that are skin penetrating. As you know, remember the EcoHealth Alliance proposal to DARPA? They wanted to have the skin penetrating toxic nanoparticles released in the bat caves in China. So we know that technology exists. And we also know that the technology exists to mass synthesize these peptides at will. That's been around, for decades.
And so once they've got all their robots, like we found in Ukraine, drones with spray bottles spraying something on people, who knows what they're doing. There's just a lot of mad scientist stuff happening.
And the thing is, they've been poisoning us for years with fluoride in the water. So we know that mechanism has been in place and that willingness has been there. And then secondly, we know that the globalists are trying to depopulate the planet and they're using, climate fear-mongering as an excuse. Just like you were saying earlier, it's like, cut down more trees or something. It's crazy. But CO2 is what's going to keep our planet alive. And so that's why they are at war with CO2. I mean, we need more trees, more food crops, higher levels
of CO2. These people really are the ultimate villains.
They're merchants of death. They're all satanic. And they're trying to absolutely destroy God's creation, which is earth and human beings created in the image of God. And also human DNA. Don't forget, as you know, the symbolism of the American Medical Association and the World Health Organization. It's a serpent spiraled like DNA around a staff of power. So it's right in your face. They're telling you what they're going to do.
This is the ultimate arms race, full control of reality, godlike power. Two more segments with Mike Adams. We're going to talk about Elon Musk and more, but first I want to hit on nanotech in the food. We reported on it a year ago. The FDA said do it. Now it's all over the news. But not just that. They're now fertilizing things with dead bodies in the U.S.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 2